Eugene. Eugene, it's Dr. Monty.
Eugene, are you asleep?
No.
I was on my way out, and I wanted to stop by and see how you were feeling.
Fine.
Nervous about tomorrow? Don't be. I know you think they won't let you out. So I snuck a peek at the reports of the doctors that will testify at your review tomorrow. And they concur with my opinion that you're ready to be released from here. And rejoin the community. So, why don't we get some sleep and relax? And I'll see you tomorrow at the review. Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Agent Scully.
We have reviewed your reports, and frankly, we are quite displeased. Irregular procedure, untenable evidence, anonymous witnesses, inconclusive findings aggravated by vague opinion.
Sir, the very nature of the X-Files cases often precludes orthodox investigation.
Are you suggesting the Bureau adopts separate standards for you and Agent Mulder?
No, sir.
Are you suggesting Agent Mulder obstructs you from proper procedure?
No, sir. If anything, I'm suggesting that these cases be reviewed with an open mind.
Maybe your mind has become too open.
On X-Files cases investigated by Agent Mulder and myself to date, we have a conviction or case solution of 75%. That's well above the current Bureau standard.
And that is your only saving grace.
May I ask, sir, what more you require?
What I require is increased frequency of reports, conventional investigation. In short, Agent Scully, it is your responsibility to see that these cases are by the book.
I understand, however. Conventional investigation of these cases may decrease the rate of success.
By order of the State of Maryland, the court shall review the psychological status of Eugene Victor Toombs. We'll begin with the court-appointed expert witnesses. The court calls Dr. Pamela Koretsky.
I performed several diagnostic procedures on Mr. Toombs in order to determine any organic physiological dysfunction. An electroencephalogram, chromosomal analysis, a computerized axial tomograph. All of these were negative.
Mr. Toombs had recently lost his job. Parenthesis, Baltimore animal regulation / dog catcher, close parenthesis. Aggravated by a false arrest incident with the FBI, his assault on Agent Scully was, quote, frustration directed at the wrong person, end quote.
I'm reading from a recent interview I did with Mr. Toombs at the Druid Hill Sanitarium. Question. If you were released, what is the first thing you would do? Answer.
I'd like my old job back. Question. Why? Answer. The animal shelter made me feel I was helping everyone, people and animals. So you see what is occurring here is that Mr. Toombs has learned to articulate his feelings and invest his emotional energy in creative activity. Stratagems and erotic buildup in himself. It is my opinion that Mr. Toombs has had a very excellent response to the months of treatment and therapy, and I would see no reason why he would be considered of any danger to himself or any member of society.
Do you swear that the testimony you are about to deliver is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Mulder, as an expert witness for the state of Maryland, can you list your qualifications?
I'm a special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I worked for 3 years at the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit profiling serial killers.
Your Honor, I know where he's going with this. May I remind the court that Mr. Toombs was placed in psychiatric care solely for the previous assault on Agent Scully. He has never been charged, nor has any evidence linked him to any other crime. You may proceed with caution.
Agent Mulder, I understand that you've drawn upon your experience and developed a profile on Mr. Toombs.
Yes, I have.
Please.
These murders span nearly a century. 19 homicides, 5 occurring every 30 years since 1903, all in the Baltimore area. In each case, the liver was extracted and presumably eaten. A trophy was taken from each victim, many of which were found in the living quarters of Eugene Toombs at 66 Exeter Street. Records show that A. Eugene Toombs has resided at that same address since 1903. The same year, a man was murdered in that building. Besides the liver extraction, the most notable element connecting these cases is the undetermined point of entry. Many of the victims were found with their windows and doors locked from the inside. These elongated fingerprints found at 7 of the 19 crime scenes match Eugene Victor Toombs.
Agent Mulder, look at his fingers. Look at him, 100 years old.
I contend that perhaps through a genetic mutation, Eugene Toombs is capable of contorting and elongating his body in order to gain access to victims so that he may extract the livers which provide him sustenance for the hibernation period of 30 years. He needs one more victim to complete this cycle.
Your Honor.
A preliminary exam done at the time of Toombs' arrest revealed abnormalities in his striated muscles and axial bones. His attorney blocked further study.
Thank you, Agent Mulder.
I ask you to place the safety
Counsel?
Of the people first
no
and foremost.
Questions.
This is a
Agent
rare
Mulder.
And abnormal human creature who
Agent
should not
Mulder.
Be released but retained for further study.
You may step down.
If you release Eugene Toombs, he will kill again. It's in his genetic makeup.
You think they would have taken me more seriously if I wore the gray suit?
Mulder, your testimony, you sounded so...
I don't care how it sounded, as long as it was the truth. And where were you? Your testimony was important.
I was called into a meeting by Assistant Director Skinner.
What did he want?
Just wanted to reel me in.
We're ready.
It is the opinion of this court that Eugene Victor Toombs shall on this day be released from the Druid Hill Sanitarium. The court also attaches these conditions. One, that he remain in counseling under the care of Dr. Aaron Monty, that he may retain his job at the Baltimore Regulations Animal Shelter, and last, that he take residence in the house of Mr. and Mrs. Arlen Green, trained in a program to assist patients released from Druid Hill in their transition to society. Mr. Toombs, do you understand and accept these conditions?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. You're free to go.
I'm taking my eyes off him.
Mulder,
he needs
wait.
To kill. He'll do it the first chance he can, but he won't kill the old couple. He won't be that obvious. Toombs didn't remain a secret for 100 years by not being careful. Think of him as an animal. He'll only kill out of necessity or self-defense. If he makes an attempt, I'll be there to stop him.
Okay, well, then I'll keep surveillance with you.
I'll watch him. If he can't be tied to the most recent evidence, you'll have to go back to the earlier murders to prove it was him.
That was 30 or 60 years ago.
There's no statute of limitation on murder.
Mulder, that's going to entail unorthodox methods of investigation.
Look, Scully, if you're resistant because you don't believe, I'll respect that. But if you're resistant because of some bureaucratic pressure, they've not only reeled you in, they've already skinned you.
I hope you'll be comfortable, Eugene. The room in the back is small, but I'm sure you'll be able to squeeze in. I'm sure.
Excuse me. Could you help me find my dog? He's a Norwegian elk hound. His name is Heinrich. I use him to hunt moose.
Toombs gets away now, then the next time he takes a life, you'll be nearly my age.
Detective Briggs, you helped us so much before.
Now we have to prove that Toombs was involved in the killings you investigated 30 years ago. You've lived with this case half your life. There must be something. Maybe a connection between the victims. Now, I know that we've seen all of the evidence, but is there anything at all, amongst the evidence that does not fit?
There was something that never did sit quite right with me. All of the victims that I investigated in 63 were found at the crime scene. Liver extracted. All five.
As were the four most recent murders.
When I was a sheriff, during the Powhatan Mills killings of 1933, only four of the victims were found at the crime scene. However, there was a fifth person who was missing and never found. But this was discovered at the Ruxton Chemical Plant when it was under construction. But it doesn't belong to the other victims.
That doesn't prove it belongs to a person murdered by Toombs.
I am positive that Toombs hid this one victim because there was something about the body that could prove he was the killer.
And what makes you positive?
A hunch. An old-fashioned hunch. You've got to trust your instincts.
And what does your instinct say about where Toombs buried the body?
In the cement where they poured the foundation of the chemical plant.
Ground-penetrating radar. It bounces signals off of objects or cavities.
Tells you where the body is.
Well, it signals if something inordinate is present. An experienced operator attempts to differentiate if the signal is a body or a stone or a hole in the ground.
Differentiate? Mm-hmm. You mean he guesses?
Well, it's an educated guess. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Well, it's really hard to tell. There are some possibilities. Nothing very conclusive.
It's here. Here!
What is it?
It's here. It's right here.
Look at this.
Finally sleeping.
I'm gonna watch TV in bed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Screw it.
FBI. I suspect an intruder in your house.
What?
Someone opened my window.
I expect the year of death to be in the mid-1930s. The anterior surface of the right femur was green, indicating long-term exposure to copper. So we concentrated on the area, and we found several pennies.
Can you determine the cause of death? My instinct says that burial in cement is murder.
No. At the moment, I have found no definite proof of murder. There are gnawing marks near the ribs. However, I suspect that's the result of rodent activity prior to the body being set in the cement. We'll need to see much more of the remains to determine cause of death. As you know, it's a slow but necessary process. I did try a little something. It's a little premature if we're going to go by the book.
Well, we'll keep it off the record.
Good. Thank you. The old man, Mr. Briggs. He gave me a photograph of the missing person in 1933, suspected of being a murder victim. I ran a computer-assisted photographic superimposition on what we have of the skull. Now, this is not official. But that skeleton was that person.
It's not enough. It doesn't tie to Tombs.
Well, it's a start. Mulder, it's getting a bit ripe in here, don't you think?
Pine scented.
Oh.
Better? Tombs hasn't come out of the house all day. I sat through a Phillies game, an Orioles game, and 4 hours of Baba Booey. When it got dark, I took a walk around the block. Yeah, that sandwich that I asked you about?
It's liverwurst. Mulder, you know that proper surveillance requires two pairs of agents, one pair relieving the other after 12 hours.
Article 30, paragraph 8.7.
This isn't about doing it by the book. This is about you not having slept for 3 days. Mulder, you're going to get sloppy and you're going to get hurt. It's inevitable at this point.
A request for other agents to stake out Toombs would be denied. To them, we have no grounds.
Well, then I'll stay here. You go home.
They're out to put an end to the X-Files, Scully. I don't know why, but any excuse will do. Now, I don't really care about my record, but you'd be in trouble just sitting in this car. And I'd hate to see you carry an official reprimand in your career file because of me.
Fox.
And I even made my parents call me Mulder. So. Mulder.
Mulder, I wouldn't put myself on the line for anybody but you.
If there's an iced tea in that bag, could be love.
Must be fate, Mulder. Root beer. You're delirious. Go home and get some sleep.
Here, take my sandwich. I only had one bite. You're going to want it later, believe me. And you'll call me if anything happens, immediately. I'll be here. Oh, and 11:30, station 790. Pete Rose late night sports talk radio show.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
They found him out cold in the street.
Been beaten up pretty badly. Contusions, multiple lacerations. Shoulder's been pulled right out of joint. Let's get him prepped for some blood work and x-rays.
Yes, doctor.
He's been kicked in the jaw. It may be fractured. Look, there's a partial shoe print.
Yeah, I want to get a photo of that. We might be able to find the shoe that matches it later.
Do you know who did this to you? We'll be right back, Mr. Toombs.
says it was an FBI agent named Mulder.
So would you say he's delusional or just schizophrenic?
Well, it's just a cursory exam, but there's nothing to indicate that.
Agent Mulder?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's this about? Agent Mulder, get your things. You're in some trouble.
Serious allegations, Agent Mulder. The evidence is incriminating.
A good forensic scientist would know that there is not only a shoe print, but also an impact point of the foot from inside the shoe. An in-depth analysis of Toombs's injury would show that my foot was not inside the shoe at the time of impact.
Mulder, are you suggesting Toombs is framing you?
Of course.
If indeed you were engaged in an unauthorized, round-the-clock surveillance of Toombs, how could he possibly gain access to your shoe without you seeing him?
Sir, I was engaged in the unauthorized surveillance as well. And Agent Mulder was orienting me on the situation at the time Toombs was admitted into the hospital. Agent Mulder could not have done it because he was with me.
Agent Scully, you wouldn't be lying to me, would you?
Sir, I would expect you to place the same trust in me as I do in you.
Agent Scully, may I have a word with Agent Mulder, please?
Fox.
You are one of the finest, most unique agents in the nearly 60-year history of this institution. I mean, we were talking about you when you were in the academy. Now, most of us, including the director, feel that your talents are wasted on the X-Files. But we respect that you were deeply invested in those areas. But if these cases are creating such stress as to cause not only you to act inappropriately, but those agents close to you as well, then may I advise you to step away for a while. Clear your head. Take an extended vacation.
That's a good idea. Thanks for your concern.
You're forbidden to go near Eugene Toombs.
Mulder. This was close. Any closer than 1,000 friends of the Capitol won't be able to help you.
These are Eugene Toombs' dental x-rays obtained from the Druid Hill Sanitarium. Your sandwich the other night gave me an idea. Dr. Pluth had mentioned that he found gnawing on the rib cage near the location of the liver. Further excavation revealed more pronounced bite marks, human teeth marks.
Toombs will never voluntarily submit to a dental cast.
This software can create an exact three-dimensional model of Toombs's mouth from the dental radiograph.
We've also mapped out the bite marks in the skeleton's rib. There. They match.
Eugene, Dr. Monty.
Hi, Eugene. I just wanted to stop by and see how everything was going.
Susan and I are going out for the evening. See you later.
Thanks. Great place. Wonderful place. How are you feeling?
Why the newspaper strips, Eugene? Are you making some paper mache?
Yes.
That's terrific. Wonderful. I had no idea you were interested in art.
I like art.
I do too. I'm very proud of you. You know, art can provide a window to your thoughts and your feelings. What are you doing, Eugene? Eugene, are you all right?
That makes five. He's building his nest. 30-year hibernation.
Where would he go?
Where he's gone for the last 90 years, 66 Exeter Street.
No, I already checked on that. They tore down that apartment building he lived in.
What's there now? Gotta be here.
If he's drawn to this location for some reason, maybe this nest is in the approximate location of the previous nest. This is the area. There's a storage facility on the second floor. What? There's only room for one.
You can get the next mutant.
Thank you.
you read this report? Do you believe them?
Of course I do.
Okay, let's go.
It's amazing how things change, isn't it?
The caterpillar?
No, it changed for us. It's coming.
How do you know?
A hunch.
This.